With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Hey, Road Trippers. The hoop season is in full swing. Are you using the Sleeper app for daily fantasy basketball? We are. You watch and listen to the podcast, and Rich and Channing have made their Sleeper picks of the week. So get some skin in the game and start playing fantasy basketball on the Sleeper app. Turn your basketball knowledge into real money with the Sleeper app. It's the ultimate fantasy sports app that can turn game day into payday. Just download the Sleeper app and pick more or less on your favorite players. With more stats than any other fantasy app, just choose two or more of your favorite players from either pregame or live. It's as easy as that. Again, pick more or less from the predicted stats, and you could win up to 100 times your money if your picks win. Download and sign up on the Sleeper app today. Use our promo code ROADTRIPPIN, and you'll get up to a $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. Sleeper is currently operational in over 25 states. Check out Sleeper today. Welcome back to this edition of Road Trip and Allie Clifton, Fun Guy Channing Fry and Richard Jefferson. In case you're just joining us, for those of you that don't think that we should be addressing this as the Road Trip and podcast every single time, just roll with it. Okay, we hear you, we see you, we love you. Here we go. Let's do some fun truth or trash.
Because wait, we're in the people saying some shit? Listen, I love our listeners.
We love them.
I love you, but before I say some shit, understand it's coming from a place of love, some tough love. If you guys are taking the fucking time to type that out, if you're taking the time that you don't have to tell us that it's road tripping, you're literally typing our name. So let her say it as an introduction in case there's somebody listening to it for the first fucking time. Don't type out a paragraph saying you don't have to do this. You don't have to fucking type that, bro. The fuck? She's getting paid to say that. You're not getting paid to type it. Who's the stupid one?
Remember, Richard came to work today without his shoes on, okay?
Yeah.
Fucking, I love you guys. I love you all.
All right. Truth or trash? Very timely with this one. There will be a story out of Vegas with a player or coach being distracted and out late before playing a semifinal or final game.
No.
Will a what?
No.
Focus.
No, Channing is being that person. Let me step up. Do I think that there will be? Yeah, I think there's a chance. But do I think with the amount, the NBA is about to converge. So everyone, there's going to be GMs, there's going to be players, there's going to be presidents, there's going to be NBA staff people, there's going to be ESPN, there's going to be Turner people. It is just like All-Star Weekend, except you're actually competing for something. So do I advise players to do that? No. After you win or lose, go fucking rage. If you win the first game, and this is why I say
rage.
If you win the first game and you got a day in between and you want to go out for dinner and you want to go out for some drinks, because my thing is you can be out as long as you're not sloppy drunk. So if you win the first game, go out to dinner. Go out to a club. Hang out the next day.
LA. Chill. Yeah, or Vegas.
Yeah. Go out, chill. Go out, chill. Relax the next day. You're not going to practice. Go over through whatever you need. You're going to need to do and then get ready. Right? We're all professionals. But is there going to be somebody at Dre's or at fucking Spearmint Rhino till 5 in the morning, like the night before a game? That's probably a bad idea. Vegas going to be the only place you can do that? No. You can do it in Miami. You can do it in L.A. You can do it in New York. You can go to Staten Island until 5 a.m. You can do it in Toronto. So Dallas. It's not the only city, Dallas. Houston. So let's not make it seem like Vegas is like all of a sudden these – they're not
Chicago.
They're not kids that are like – in Tucson, Arizona, going out to Vegas for the first time. By the way, I did get kicked out of Vegas as a kid and got sent home.
I need to know. I was going to say, let's go.
We were kicking doors down the MGM hallway. And like our room was like second to last one. So we would run and kick the doors and then go hide in our room and look and see all the people coming out.
Sounds like something you would absolutely do. How old were you when you were doing this?
17.
Don't tell on yourself.
I was 18. I was a freshman. Linda Cohen. I saw the Sports Center the Sports Center thing. Arizona won, and Richard Jefferson and Reuben Douglas were sent home for what Lute Olson described as childish behavior. I showed it to Linda Cohen. It's kind of cool to be working here with her. Shout out Soho. She goes to yoga soon. I'm like, Linda, you want to hear something funny? And I showed her that. I was like, That was hilarious. a great read by you, Linda.
Speaking of, the Pac-12 dissolving, truth or trash, is the saddest sports story of the year.
Is worse than the Big East. This is worse than the Big East. This is the worst thing that has happened because it was an entire Western United States that has been dissolved because of TV money, right?
Arizona's number one. Poor planning. One, right? I think underestimation of how good and how important the Pac-12 is or Pac-10. And I just think overall, there needed to be a precedent set between all schools to continually raise the level. And everyone did it too late.
Yeah, well, it's the TV money. There were years ago, I want to say maybe when I was fresh out of college, where Texas and Oklahoma, they tried to bring them because, the Big 12? The Big 12? Texas and Oklahoma? So they did Texas and Oklahoma and the Big 12. The rest of the schools were kind of subpar. And they were like, if you guys come here, you'll have UCLA, you'll have USC, you'll have Washington. Like, there's going to be bigger schools if you come here than in your conference. The problem is, and I think that's when Texas started their own Longhorn network. They started that instead of coming out west and joining us because they were afraid of losing out on TV money. Fast forward 20 years, and now our conference has broken up for the exact same reason. So this has been going on. And once UCLA and USC left, that was the end of the Pac-12. The richest schools, two of the richest schools in the fucking country, once they left, that was the end of the conference.
Shout out to Toledo football, by the way. They're coming to y'all's city, and I'm really excited about them.
Who are they playing?
Wyoming.
Yeah, let's go Toledo.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Along those lines, you don't even really have to have watched college football, but I do want your take.
Can I ask a question?
Please.
Out of the 1,100 schools across 102 conferences, how many made money?
I'm sorry?
How many of them
are profitable?
Net positive. Yeah, profitable.
Out of
1,100?
30.
25.
I'd say about right.
How crazy is that?
Well, a lot of the money is generally
Some schools do 40 sports, which
does
is
it
nuts.
Name the, is Arizona on there?
No. I'm looking.
Arizona basketball is. But I will say this, part of that reason, Channing, though, is because sports are the advertisement for the school.
Yeah.
So when you're putting money into these sport programs, even if they're running at a deficit, it's because that is the advertising. That is the advertising for the school. When your school makes it to a bowl game and you're on national television, guess what's up? Every time that, when we went to the Final Four, do you think enrollment went up in our school? When the basketball team is there, when Alabama wins a national championship, do you think enrollment goes up?
I don't think Alabama enrollment ever goes down because of how good they are, but carry on.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. Kids are excited. Kids are excited every year to know that your next 4 years, you're going to have an opportunity to watch amazing football and to root for something that's a part of your college experience. So, that's what you're paying for.
Okay. Truth or trash?
Okay.
Alabama deserved to get into the college football playoff over Florida State.
It's the truth. Here's why.
Undefeated.
Allison, here is why. You're looking at this as wins and losses. It's not. This is a business, right? Florida State is on their third string quarterback. You cannot in any right take a team that is a third string quarterback and put them in a championship contender over Alabama that just beat the number one team all year long.
I feel for the Seminoles. Moving on.
Hey, road trippers. The hoop season is in full swing. Are you using the Sleeper app for daily fantasy basketball? We are. You watch and listen to the podcast, and Rich and Channing have made their sleeper picks of the week. So get some skin in the game and start playing fantasy basketball on the Sleeper app. Turn your basketball knowledge into real money with the Sleeper app. It's the ultimate fantasy sports app that can turn game day into payday. Just download the Sleeper app and pick more or less on your favorite players. With more stats than any other fantasy app, just choose two or more of your favorite players from either pregame or live. It's as easy as that. Again, pick more or less from the predicted stats, and you could win up to 100 times your money if your picks win. Download and sign up on the Sleeper app today. Use our promo code ROADTRIPPIN, and you'll get up to a $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. Sleeper is currently operational in over 25 states. Check out Sleeper today.
Truth or trash? Nikola Jokic would be my first choice if I was playing in a pickup game tonight.
No. Are we playing outside or inside? That makes a big difference. If we're playing outside, give me Giannis. Every time. He's going to run you over and then call check up every single time. He's going to fuck you up out there. I need a bruiser. I don't need no shooting. I need an absolute monster.
Oh, so Jokic isn't a bruiser?
He is, but like...
Soft bruiser.
Also his motivation. He might be like, why am I out here? Like, I want to go watch horses. Where Giannis don't have no chill button, especially on a blacktop.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I got to ride with Jokic. I got to ride with Jokic. He just does too many things. You need a three-pointer. You need, like...
It's disgusting to watch. Because I'd be like, are you even trying? He'd be like,
quit hating, Jenny.
I'm not hating. I'm like, I've never been so impressed by somebody who looks like they're just like, oh, you want me to pass this time? Okay. Oh, you need me to shoot this time? Okay. A rebound, a block, a steal? Okay.
Truth or trash, the Warriors should be shopping Klay Thompson.
Trash. Trash. Shut the fuck up. Trash. No, that's chat. Channing, don't do that. It was 6-2 before Draymond, their ultimate facilitator, gets gone. Right?
Like he's gone. Now.
Yeah, I'm saying then he missed 5 games and then they struggled. And like Clay's trying to do, it's like some of these things are a byproduct. You want to shop Clay? Don't do that.
No. I think they need a bouncy big man. They don't have no rim
for the people to shop fucking Kuminga. Get him the fuck out of there. Shopping.
Wait, what?
There's other people you should talk about. There's a lot of people you should shop. Wiggins? I can find another Wiggins to do what Wiggins do, and I think he's fucking great. I can find another Wiggins, right? Because Wiggins, like, whatever. Kuminga? Come on, bro. Come on. He's 3 years in. They didn't want to get rid of Wiseman and him, and they figured that he had, like, Kuminga's going to be an NBA player for a very long time.
The Warriors' player development for young guys is not the best.
No one was saying that about Jordan Poole when he was getting better every single year.
He wasn't getting better. He was just, he is what he is.
No, don't do that. Jordan Poole's talent got better from first year to second year to third year. Then in his fourth year, whether his ego or whatever it is started changing, but the dude was getting better from a game standpoint. He was. That's the only thing I'm saying. I'm like, we can't.
Then he just lost it this year? Did he just lose all that?
I don't know what happened with Wiggins.
Hey, we all knew Wiggins has two different Wiggins. He has, holy shit, is he going to win NBA MVP, like finals MVP? Or damn, does Wiggins even like basketball?
Who should we be shopping?
Wiggins. It's not even close. Okay. I'm not shopping Klay Thompson.
I'm shopping Wiggins and Kuminga. When I saw the Bill Simmons, Wiggins, Kuminga for Pascal Siakam, who says no? I would throw a pick in there if I was Golden State to get Pascal Siakam. 100%.
They don't have nothing that goes downhill. It's wild to watch. Their actions are not what they were in the years past. If this team had, Derek Lively.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, think about if they had Lively, what this team would look like in a screen and roll where he's running to the rim, where you could throw him a lob threat. Clint Capella.
And think about Wiseman was even remotely close to DeAndre Ayton. Say what you want about DeAndre Ayton. You put DeAndre Ayton on that floor, he's going to give you more than Wiseman. He's going to give you more than Kuminga. He's going to give you more than Klay is a Warrior, and they should pay. Like, Klay has to bite a little bit of his ego and take a little bit of a discount because they're paying so much in tax. but they should also pay him because they believe him. Because if you don't think that that's hanging over Clay, because I think it's fucking ignorant when teams don't want to look at the fact that we've had a guy give his blood, sweat, and tears for 4 years and we're kind of waiting to see on his contract, right? If we're waiting to do that, that might affect his numbers. It ain't just like, it might affect his number, because if Clay goes in as an all-star this year and played big, are they going to give him another max contract? No, they're going to say, well, you're older and you're coming off this. We don't want to do that. So it's like that's where the teams get to win in these situations. If you underperform, they blame that on you. They don't blame it on the fact that, like, you've been loyal to us for all of these years, and this is what we believe that your market value is. Because if they lose Clay, lose Clay to free agency because he feels scorned, and we already know Clay is fucking amazing, but he's a little different bird. If you piss Clay off, what did they look like when they didn't have Clay for those 2 years? Anybody remember?
They look like what they look like now.
Yeah, exactly.
Could you guys see a situation, a scenario, and this is me taking my bias and obviously work out him being a Laker?
Yeah.
Oh, easily.
Yeah, Clay can go anywhere he wants. Clay can go anywhere.
I know he can, but could you see that actually happening? There's a difference between...
Yes. Do I think he would fit in that situation? 100%.
Do you know what I think is a sleeper place for him that would fit great? The Miami Heat. The way they move without the ball, the system, the role playing, like what's expected every single night. You don't think that put him where Duncan Robinson or Tyler Hero is. Like, that's what's scary.
Look, they got Draymond. Yeah. Boom. Yeah. They got Draymond's done. They got Draymond's done.
Yeah.
And Clay, as much as we want to look at their record without Draymond, I wonder what those records for 2 years look like without Clay.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Just staying it.
We only have like 5 minutes left.
Wait, question. How many years before somebody could be called a bust?
Wait, no, who? Not, no one's a bust.
James Wiseman's not a bust?
No, I think right now he's averaging like, what is he averaging? Like 11 and 8?
What? Like
he might not have
matched. 5-3.
Oh, I did not know that. And also, he's in Detroit with Monty. He's on the Monty, I'm going to tear you down and build you back up train.
Tear him down? What was built? He wasn't doing nothing.
I'm talking about
he's losing minutes to Bagley. He lost that to Bagley.
Well, both of those dudes. Both dudes. Dude,
look at this. 11 minutes, 9, 10, 24, 3, 14, 14.
Yeah, so the Warriors, the Warriors should have shipped him off. I think Kuminga needs to go do the exact same thing.
They don't fit in what the Warriors need to be like the Miami Heat. Well, go get 4 year guys.
Wiseman doesn't fit into a shitty team that's just trying to play guys and get experience, or maybe Wiseman just doesn't fit.
What's your beat right now on Jonathan Kuminga?
Me?
Yeah.
I look at this as in the fact that he is now in his third year, about to go into his fourth. And when I look at it, I compare, like, he was the seventh pick in the draft, right? Somewhere around there. He was definitely top 10. I look at it and I try and compare him to other athletes, right? Whether it was like, compare him to Iggy, compare him to myself, compare him to even a Harrison Barnes, compare him to a lot of these guys. Do I see tangible growth from him? Have I seen an improved 3-point shot? Have I seen one thing? No, he's very talented, but I think he needs to play so much more basketball than to get to where he needs to get as a player, that it's not within the Warrior window. It is not within the Warrior window, and he has not gotten better to a point where he is a consistent impact player. And I get tired when people say Steve needs to play the young guys. Steve wants to win. Steve wants to win. Steve will play whoever. And if that guy isn't playing, it's for a reason. It's not like Steph or Draymond's not like, dude, why are we not playing Wiggins? I think he should have played more. No, they see what he does every day in practice.
He is in his third year. He was the seventh pick, just to confirm what you were saying. But at the same time, yeah, his numbers have
11-3.
But 35%
from three.
After 34% and 37 the last 2 years.
And he's so good, he could be a double-double guy. You're going to tell me that he couldn't go get you 10 rebounds with that 6'8 athleticism?
Ooh,
right?
Like, I did a soccer thing with him this summer. I did an endorsement thing with
him. Oh, he's a specimen. Geez. He's a physical specimen.
What is that noise, Allie? Yeah.
Let's go here next. Serena Williams posted a video. Did you see this?
No.
Of her putting her own breast milk on a sunburn and saying that after doing this for a week, it really worked.
There's a lot of other things you could do for a week to make it work too. So
kidding. You have four kids. Have you ever tasted breast milk? These are my favorite conversations with you guys when you guys talk about bringing children into the world. And then what's the most hippie thing you've ever done?
I live in Portland.
Hang on, Tio. You've never tasted breast milk?
No.
You've never put it in your coffee?
No. What? No. God. You know what? That's white people shit. Y'all be doing all the crazy.
You are married to a white woman. Thank you.
That's also true. And hey, listen, I got to say, hey, no, that's WPS. That's our staying in the house. Hey, that is WPS. Dry turkey, WPS. Talking crazy to cops, WPS. Going swimming with sharks, WPS. Touching
drinking breast milk?
Yeah, drinking breast milk, WPS. Wait,
give me some more. What was the other one? This is
Dog.
I'll confirm.
Exploring the jungle, WPS. Not putting on deodorant, WPS. The little viral dance video where these white people are just dancing like this in the jungle, WPS. Going to raves, WPS.
Oh, stop it. I've seen you at a rave.
I didn't know it was a rave, but I did have a good time.
And yeah, thank you.
I unknowingly walked in and was like, oh, is this the set of Blade 2?
It
was
you like, were so mad. Shout out Dom Dollar.
I was looking for the exit, make sure there wasn't a dude there with glasses and a sword and body armor.
Dead, I cannot. Okay. I have a couple others that you can give us. Dolphins quarterback Tua busted out a guitar and started jamming during Monday night's Peyton and Eli broadcast. Did you see this?
Nope.
What's the craziest hidden talent that you've seen from an NBA player? Maybe it's you.
No. Andre Iguodala is literally great at every single sport, and I hate it. I am jealous. Bowling, golf, baseball, softball, basketball, throwing a football. Like, him and JR are like freaks of nature when it comes to sports in general. And it bothers me that they could just pick it up and be great at it.
Aw, okay. Well,
I have to try.
You don't have a hidden talent? There's nothing that you as a big man can do? Or can do that?
No. At this point, I'm pretty...
Can you touch your toes?
What?
Can you touch your toes?
Hell no! What? Do I look like a fucking yoga teacher? Hell no. It takes me so long.
Can you double bong a beer?
Oh. Are we talking about drinking? Oh, there goes my head. I don't know if it's hidden anymore. Oh, I could crush a beer. I could crush some beers.
That's my hidden talent. I can double bong beers.
Wow.
What?
Pause.
What?
Nothing.
You were going to say that's WPS.
Yeah, WPS. Just bonging beers.
All right, last one. Kobe's game-worn gold uniform from his final road game sold for just under $500,000 at an auction this week. What's the ultimate basketball jersey someone could own?
I would say three. One, Jordan's last jersey they played in Utah is one. Kobe's last home game that he played in, we had 60. Mm-hmm. And Bron's jersey, well, let's say if they're Lakers fans, Kareem's hookshot jersey.
Yeah. Oh.
Right? Let's go Lakers. We'll just go Lakers. Kareem's hookshot jersey. Kobe's last home jersey. Yep. Right? Shaquille O'Neal's jersey from when he got the alley-oop dunk on the Trailblazers.
Yep.
And Bron's jersey from, because those are like iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Magic Johnson's jersey from his rookie year when he won the finals.
When he had to play center?
Yeah.
That one?
Those would be sick.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
You know what's wild about that is that you can give five in one franchise.
No, bananas. And I missed out on Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, Will. Like, it's bananas.
So MJ's, obviously, that's a good one.
MJ's is great. And then outside of the Lakers, you got to go Shaq, Magic. Rookie, you have to go Hakeem when the year he won. Obviously Tim Duncan's rookie year jersey.
God.
Patrick Ewing's jersey will probably be big New York's fans.
You have a D Wade jersey in there?
Miami, yeah, probably got to get a D Wade like the year he won it.
The first championship.
First championship. I know out here in Portland, Clyde Drexler, rookie year jersey. Yeah. The year they went to the finals where he's barbecuing. Charles Barkley in Phoenix. Duh. Who else? So you would have to get the three pair, Steph, Clay, and Draymond, their first year, 15. Man, there's a lot. I can go down the line.
Those are good ones, though.
Yeah.
All right. If there's one thing to know, don't be a Richard.
Don't
be the podcast first to leave.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick. Yeah. And on that note, that's another edition of Richard.